This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells. From pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up. It's frustrating. It's inconvenient. And it's bad for the environment. And there's simply no reason for it. This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Was that Joe Biden at Logan?
Yes, talking about the United States of Camargue.
Well, there's another thing I want to mention here, and that's that Joe Biden will be going, I think, to the Queen's funeral, right? I believe he said he's going.
I believe he is. I mean, it's 17 days long, so I don't know which one he's going to. Not to be like sarcastic.
No, it's a very long process.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think today's in Scotland, I think.
Yeah. Do you think if he goes, they're going to give him the mic at some point? Because I have seen this guy. He really has a...
Put him in Wales. Nobody can understand Welsh anyway.
He has a gift. He has a gift for making everything about himself. And as someone who also has that gift, no, I'm just kidding. I don't think I'm as bad as Joe Biden. But he does definitely, he has a knack for it. So you could take any event in history and Joe will say, oh, and I was around the table with my dad and my mom and we were talking. I had my cleats on. But my question is, how is he going to make the Queen about himself? Like, does he have some story about how when he was a young kid, he saw the Queen in Delaware and she said something and his dad overheard? Like, there's got to be some folksy tale about him driving in a 51 Plymouth meeting the Queen, right? And I'm just curious.
With spikes on.
I'm just curious what it's going to be. Will he be in his baseball uniform? Did he throw a baseball over Buckingham Palace? These are the questions we have. Call in with your best Joe Biden and the Queen story. What's it going to be? Did he meet her on the Amtrak? Was she undercover? We've heard about those stories where she's undercover. She pretends to be a tourist. It sounds like a movie. It sounds like a 90s movie starring Lindsay Lohan, you know, undercover princess or whatever. But it was the undercover queen. So maybe she was on the Amtrak and she saw Joe. And, you know, he gave her a little nod and she gave him a handshake and who knows what it's going to be. But I look forward to hearing about it. There's a story out, Jared. I'm going to save this for a little while later, but it's a story I think Howie would actually really enjoy. He's probably already seen it. It's from the Washington Examiner. New Orleans mayor refuses to apologize or refund $30,000 in first class travel expenses. LaToya Cantrell is refusing to reimburse the city for nearly $30,000 in travel expenses. You want to take a guess at which?
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Any guess? And what should we bet here? What should we put on the table, Jared? I know. I just bought some fresh fruit. I have a peach that I will give you if you can guess this correctly. And I only have two, so consider yourself lucky. Any guess what party affiliation LaToya Cantrell is associated with?
Is it the Whig Party?
Nope. You don't win a peach, my friend. She's a Democrat. City travel policy requires New Orleans municipal workers select the cheapest options or compensate the city for the difference. So that's the difference when you go first class versus coach. Yikes. I don't think that's worth it. I mean, it's worth it if you don't have to pay. If you're just going to stick the taxpayers with it, do it all day long. First class is, like John Kerry says, it's the only way to fly.
But it's the only way to fly.
If that's coming out of your pocket, then I would settle for coach. All expenses, here's a quote, all expenses incurred doing business on behalf of the city of New Orleans will be reimbursed to the city of New Orleans. One thing is clear, I do my job and I will continue to do it with distinction and integrity every step of the way. That's what I have to say on that. She will do her job with distinction and integrity and in first class, baby, getting that first class treatment.
And with bottomless mimosas.
Have you ever been in first class?
I actually did fly first class once. It is very nice.
It is very nice. But would you pay $30K
no,
to upgrade all your... Yeah, me either.
It's nice.
Okay, I won't lie. But I think it depends on the amount you're in the air, you know, like the amount of time.
If you're flying from here to Dubai, yeah, okay, I might spring for.
I went first class one time, not to humble brag here, but the mailroom manager and I were going to California for a business meeting, and it's a long flight, so we took Mint, which I think counts as first class, and it was delightful. And my brother lives in California, so then after I took Mint, I said to him, hey, you know, when you come from California and visit us and go back and forth, you should really look into Mint. It's really a great, great thing. And he looked at me and he said, what has happened where you think I'm looking at Mint flights? I'm looking at Spirit, okay? Get out of here. And he was offended that I even brought it up. And then I looked at the Mint flights and I thought, yeah, no, I shouldn't be recommending this to anyone because I wouldn't ever get this again either. But it is really nice. But $30,000, I think she knows that she's not going to have to pay that back because otherwise she might have made some different decisions. 844-500-4242. Speaking of flights, did you see where Donald Trump landed today, Jared?
I did.
Donald Trump was seen making an unannounced and unexpected visit to Washington, D.C. on Sunday evening. Now, he was wearing his golf shoes, and it did seem strange that, you know, there was no planned trip. He didn't make any mention of it on social media, so a lot of people are speculating as to why he might be in D.C. I'm not going to speculate yet. I'm going to wait till we get a little more information.
He truthed something that he's working with the Trump Potomac people, so it seems like it's a Trump company something or other.
Oh, well, you know what's weird about that? Jack Posobiec said, wait till you guys find out why he's in D.C. So I don't know if that was just Jack being kind of...
Let me see if I can find the exact truth.
The exact truth, or as in Truth Social, or get to the bottom of this? See? It's a clever name. All right. The thing I wanted to talk about here before we get into what's happening in New Hampshire, and again...
he said he truthed working today at Trump Washington, D.C. on the Potomac River. What an incredible place.
Oh, a lot of people thought he was getting indicted today or something. Like, why else would he?
Of course they did.
Yeah, that was the the Blue Anon theory I was seeing being floated around.
It is, this is going to be the Trump National Golf Club Washington, family-oriented private club offering members, world-class golf courses, a state-of-the-art tennis center, and more.
Nice. Sounds very first class. I like it. All right, something I wanted to discuss here before we get into New Hampshire. And if you're just tuning in, you can call in at 205. We had a few people rushing it here. It's 205 is the hour. If you're running in the New Hampshire primary, you can call in at 205, get on the line, and you've got a minute and 30 seconds to make your case.
Yeah, and any candidate, any party, any race.
Yes, and the number is 844-500-4242.
As long as you're on the ballot.
Yeah, no, we don't want write-ins. No offense to the write-in people. I'm sure you have as good a chance as anyone, but not up in here. 844-500-4242. Again, that's a 205, though, so hold your horses until then. Now, let's talk a little bit about the races that are already happening as far as midterms go. We've got Fetterman versus Dr. Oz. Now, at first, I thought Dr. Oz is a kind of character where a lot of Republicans do not like him. I'm not a huge fan of his either. However, he has something huge going in his favor, and that's the fact that Fetterman will not debate. Fetterman is very afraid, I think, to debate him at this point. Fetterman hasn't even really spoken in public that much since his stroke. And this weekend, he went out to talk to people at, I think it was like an abortion rally.
It was called the Women for Fetterman event. But yeah, Planned Parenthood and abortion, blah, 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 was there as well.
All right. And he starts talking about Pat Toomey. Do I have this right, Jared? This is cut 30. I'm sorry, 16.
It's such the most important race for the Senate here for 22. We have to replace Pat Toomey Senator Toomey was not very nice to me. Pat Toomey is a miracle.
I don't even want to poke fun at all of this because it is really sad. I mean, he's not in good health. This man is, he is in no position right now to be running for Senate, and someone should have stopped this a long time ago. And it actually, there's another cut I want to play here where he's talking about, now his name is John Fetterman. So he decides to put a little twist on it. And this makes me think of Trudeau. This is the first thing that came to my mind was Trudeau, because one of the moments that lives rent-free in my head is when Trudeau corrected a feminist who was talking about mankind, and he said, we like to say humankind. And every time I think about it, I cringe for him. Well, Fetterman had his own Trudeau moment. This is Cut 15.
My name is John Fetterwoman.
They loved it. The audience ate it up. John Fetterwoman. Okay, got it. 844-500-4242. And that's not the only race where you have a candidate who refuses to debate. It's also happening in Arizona. You have the gubernatorial race between Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs. And Katie Hobbs has made it basically official now. She will not debate Carrie Lake. And I don't know, as a voter, I understand if you're a far left Democrat, you already know where you're going. But there's a lot of people, and I think this kind of gets lost because we're all so used to, listen, I'm in conservative radio. I do kind of live in a world where I hear a lot of extreme opinions. You're either on the far left and I'm pulling you for the show like Chuck Todd, or you're on the far right. But a lot of these races are decided by people who only start paying attention to things right about now. They don't live and breathe this stuff, thank God, or else everyone would be insane. So you have those people, and I don't know if you'd describe them as in the middle, but they're on the fence voters, and you know they're paying attention now, they're trying to figure it out. How do those people look at this and say, I'm going to vote for the woman who won't debate, not even once, with Carrie Lake? That, to me, is an automatic, you don't want this enough. You don't want this enough. You're not willing to defend your ideas. You're not willing to get out on a stage. You're not courageous enough. You're not sharp enough. You're not quick enough. You don't win. That to me, it's just an easy thing like that. 844-500-4242. Call in, weigh in. We'll take your calls. We have a lot to get to before the 2 o'clock when we're taking all the calls from the New Hampshire primary candidates. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Speaking of New Hampshire, Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, there's no one better. He is the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth. He fixes your smile. But what he really does is he helps build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it changes every part of your life. Everything becomes a lot easier. You have more confidence professionally and personally. And it's just, it goes back to that old thing about the better you look, the better you feel. It's true. And if you've been waiting on this, if you hear me talk about it and every time you say, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call today. Go online. Check out their video testimonials. They're conveniently located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking, and you can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. We'll be right back with more. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I keep thinking the climate hysteria is going to decrease now that we're seeing the results of some of this green agenda.
How dare you?
You know, we had the perfect warning from Europe. You know, if you were just watching how all of their issues were stemming from this push towards green energy. And yet, we didn't learn anything from it, you know, especially in California. You almost have to give them credit. They said, nope, we're not taking any lessons from this. And so now we have the green groups, and there are a few elements of this story. One of them is that Breitbart has a story out about how the U.S. is demanding European nations not return to fossil fuels despite the energy crisis. So even though they're, you know, telling people that it might be a very cold winter, that they might have these issues, it doesn't matter because the virtue signaling is what's most important. Virtue signaling really does come before so many other things, including heating people's homes, if you're a liberal. Well, on that same note, remember how Joe Manchin, West Virginia Democrat, who, as we always say on this show, is always there when you don't need him, he was very much against crazy spending for a long time. And then out of nowhere, after months and months and months of people going back and forth over whether or not Joe Manchin was going to cave, he was going to do the Build Back Better, all of a sudden we find out that he's on board with this Inflation Reduction Act. And a lot of people were confused by this because it was a $739 billion climate and tax package that President Biden signed last month. He made this backdoor deal with Chuck Schumer, handshake, and he's on board. And it went kind of counterintuitive to everything he had said over the past 2 years. But then we find out that it's because Chuck Schumer kind of guaranteed that he would help him out as far as getting the MVP pipeline federal approval. Now, that's the Mountain Valley pipeline. That's what Joe Manchin was interested in. But I want to read you this piece from Fox Business, okay? It says environmental groups pushed back. They think that such a provision for the West Virginia natural gas pipeline would be a betrayal. Now, I talked about this on Friday. I said, Joe Manchin is at risk of getting rolled here. Because number one, I think a lot of West Virginians would have rather that he just didn't go along with this at all. But he kept saying, well, I can't back these billion-dollar spending packages unless I can go to the people of West Virginia and give them something. So this is the whole reason he signed on, was because of this. And on Friday, I was telling the audience that a lot of progressive greenies in the party are already saying, no, we don't like this. And he doesn't have it in paper anywhere. All he has is a handshake from Chuck Schumer. So that's not really a binding agreement. Well, the groups argued, these Democratic environmental groups argued that the Mountain Valley Pipeline, a 304-mile West Virginia to Virginia natural gas pipeline that's under construction, would mark a setback for federal environmental and endangered species protections. The $6.6 billion pipeline is mostly completed, but has faced a series of permitting setbacks from federal agencies and courts. So Joe Manchin thought this is what he was getting for basically betraying all the voters who didn't want him to sign on to a multi-billion dollar package. More than 80 other environmental and conservation groups penned a letter. Y'all know how I feel about letters. Okay, I don't need even, I'm not going to go on to my letter rant today, but I'm not a fan of these letters.
Was this an open letter or a closed letter?
I think it was a closed letter, but who's really to say? More than 80 other environmental groups penned a letter Wednesday to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying the MVP pipeline would lock the U.S. into a climate catastrophe and accelerate the wildlife extinction crisis in this country. Meanwhile, 72 House Democrats, including Congressional Progressive Caucus Chair Jayapal, wrote a letter Friday to Pelosi and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, urging them to reject the permitting reform deal. So they're really pushing back on Joe Manchin's little nugget that he got out of signing on to this $739 billion climate package.
This has the earmarks of Manchin saying, look, you got to give me something to sell to them.
Well, yeah, and that was the deal, was that, hey, I'll sign on. It's a stupid deal. I'm not surprised Manchin fell for this, but it would be kind of hilarious to see him get nothing out of this. Because his poll numbers are already, if you haven't been following his poll numbers, his approval ratings, check out Powerline Blog, because they've been following this for a couple weeks now. When we get back, the climate hysteria, I'm not done yet, because we're going to talk about the first Dutch city to ban meat ads. This is not woke or joke. This is real. Be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. All right, before I show you all of the beautiful cuts here we have of Joe Biden in our hometown of Boston, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the latest...
Hello, Boston!
I'm going to tell you a little bit about a Dutch city that has become the first one in the world, the first city in the world to ban meat ads.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Vegan news site Plant-Based News tells us that the ban is being instituted to reduce the consumption of meat to lower greenhouse gas emissions by livestock. You know what that means. Cow farts. And probably cow burps, too. I think it's a little bit of both. Ads will be banned on city buses, shelters, and screens in public, joining the list of already banned ads on gas-powered cars, flying in the evil fossil fuel industry, of course. Now, Holland's Greenlinks Party, or Groenlinks Party, councillor Ziggy Klazes explains the insane ban. Meat is just as harmful to the environment. We can't tell people there's a climate crisis and encourage them to buy products that are part of the cause. I don't like this. I love anyone who listens to this show knows that I am a big fan of red meat. I had a cheeseburger last night for dinner. I love steak. We have steak like once a week in my house. I don't think there's anything better and more delicious to eat. And this is all going in a direction that I'm not fond of. I remember when they banned like cigarette commercials and stuff. You couldn't advertise cigarettes on TV. And I'm sure at the time people thought, yeah, that's probably a good idea. But is this really the world we want to live in now where you can just, if you don't want people to buy something, you can ban the advertisement? It's crazy.
I hesitate to even bring this up because I don't want to give them ammunition. But is it just cows? Do other animals not fart? Am I missing something?
That's a good point. I think cows probably have the...
there are tons of animals in the wilds of Africa and the jungles of Brazil. Like, there's animals everywhere.
Those animals right now are saying, shut up.
I know, and I hesitate to do this. But, do they not fart?
Well, I think
they not produce methane?
There's something about the cow farts that are particularly rancid or something. Like, really bad for the environment. Their farts
is it
are...
because we eat that?
Their
we
farts
don't eat
are...
zebras? Is that what the...
Jared, their
the particular
farts,
science here is
their farts are just a little bit more powerful. That's all you need to know. Don't worry about the science behind it. Okay, the people who are banning the meat advertisements know what they're doing. Don't you worry about it. I think the craziest thing I've heard out of everything is this idea that we're going to put masks on the back and the front of cows. I can't think of where are the animal activists. I'm sure they're probably saying, well, you shouldn't have them locked up anyway, trying to get milk out of cows or trying to use them for meat. But don't you think that's cruel and unusual to make them wear masks? And then I heard at one point that they're going to have to wear the virtual reality goggles so that they think they're out in a beautiful field. So they're going to have the goggles on. Why are you laughing? This is a serious matter. They're going to have the goggles on. They're going to have the mask over their nose and mouth. And they're going to have masks over their bums. I mean, this is abuse.
Well, they're 3D printed plant-based grass.
I don't know. I don't understand how any of this works, okay? I'm like the old ladies in the Facebook Geico commercial. I don't know how any of this works. All right, let's talk a little bit here about Joe Biden. He was in Boston talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law at Logan Airport, and he told us some interesting stories. I want to start, the one that stands out to me is that he decides to bring up, of course, who are you going to bring up? Joe Biden's in Boston. Who's he going to talk about? The lion of the Senate, Ted Kennedy. Cut 8.
I remember Teddy came down to help me the very last event we had when I was running for the United States Senate. True story. And he came down to Delaware, and we had this great big thing in an old center they were about to tear down, but it was the largest group we had. It was 2 days before the election. There were, 6,000, 7,000 people assembled, St. Anthony's, and he stood up and he said, I like Joe Biden a lot. I like him a lot. He'll be a good, he'll be very good in the United States Senate. Problem is, I think he's a little too young. I was 29 at the time. And the Wall Street Journal ran straight story. Kennedy says Biden too young to be in the Senate. Any rate, but Teddy was a great friend.
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
Even for him, that was a lame story. I prefer his fever dream stories to his boring stories, but that's just me. That's just my personal taste.
Ted Kennedy came down and said, yeah, I think this guy's going to be okay. Great story, Joe. Great story. Thank you, sir.
You know what it could have used? It could have used some sort of fight or something. It could have used some sort of Oldsmobile. It could have used anything to kind of spice this up. But that was just
car in the river. Anything.
I mean,
give me something.
When you really look at the stories we know about Ted Kennedy, this one is pretty innocuous.
I mean, he obviously was drunk, but didn't even say he was drunk. Like, come on, spice it up.
Yeah. It's also just, maybe it's just me, but I don't think the Kennedys have the same. Like, I think he probably assumes, because he's living in his mind in 1945, he's assuming you show up and you mention Kennedy and everyone in Boston's like, oh, I have a picture of Ted Kennedy above my fireplace. The Kennedys don't hold that kind of cachet anymore here, unless you're with some real old school people. And I want to play another one. I see people on the lines. Hopefully you want to talk about Joe Biden at Logan Airport, because I can't think of anything more exciting to talk about on a Monday. Let's have Joe Biden. He's getting angry now. He's talking about U.S. airports, and he's going into old man yelling. This is old Yeller, as I like to call him. This is Cut 12.
Not a single solitary American airport, not one, ranks in the top 25 in the world. The United States of America, not one airport ranks in the top 25 in the world. What in the hell's the matter with us?
Ooh. And he gets even more angry. This is Cut 13.
I remember when I was vice president, I was flying to New York on Air Force Two. We landed in LaGuardia. And as I got into the terminal, there was an escalator, this is God's truth, going up to the gates. And it said, quote, out of order. Will be fixed in 2 months. LaGuardia, out of order, will be fixed in 2 months. With all the international passengers flying through LaGuardia, taking a look.
Now, my story begins in 1962. We had to say dickety, because the Kaiser had stolen our Word 20.
Out of order drove him that crazy, huh? He clearly has not been in a regular airport in a long time, because you could see a lot of out of order. He should take a trip around Logan right now and see how many in his head might explode if he starts looking at out of order signs. By the way, where is this anger? Where is this energy? Where is this passion for, I don't know, the southern border, the learning loss in this country because of the shutdowns, the inflation, the botched exit from Afghanistan? Can we get any of old man Yeller here when things are going bad because of him? Or is it only things that happened 50? He saw a sign on an escalator 50 years ago, and that still haunts him to this day.
To be fair, we know he does have a historically contentious relationship with stairs. So I can understand where
the moving stairs must be a whole nother ballgame.
Wait till he sees the moving walkway. Oh, my God. It's like the Jetsons.
You know, I shouldn't put myself on blast here, but sometimes you got to be vulnerable. This is God's truth. This is a true story. It's not even a story. It's just a fact about me. Not a big escalator girl. Not a big elevator girl either. Something about it. I think it's like the old soul in me says, I don't know. This is a little something unnerving about it. And the escalators, I always have to take a minute. You know how some people just get on them? I always have to take a minute. It's almost, for me, it's almost like jumping rope. I have to get the right rhythm and get on it at the right time. So me and Joe actually have that in common. That and we both apparently don't like airports very much. All right, let's go to, I know that Taylor didn't highlight this cut, but I would love to hear it. This is Joe Biden talking about trickle-down economics, Cut 17.
We're working to grow the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. My family never got much from trickle-down economies.
How about your son? How do you think he did with trickle-down economies? Trickle-down from corrupt oligarchs, trickle-down from pay-for-play. You think Hunter did okay with the trickle down. I mean, he grew up with a house that had a ballroom in it, so clearly things weren't that tough. I don't think Hunter's been staring at the ceiling fan too long. I think everyone's been doing pretty well under Joe Biden. A lot of his wealth has been trickling down and trickling up. He gets 10%. All right, let's take a listen here. One of Joe's favorite things to do is start a quote and not finish a quote. This is cut 26.
We're the only nation in the world that was organized based on an idea, not a joke. Think about it.
Oh, gosh.
The only one on an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable. We've never fully lived up to it, but we've never before walked away from it.
Interesting place to stop the quote.
We're the only nation that was ever founded on an idea. So I guess Italy just kind of, a bunch of people just happen to come together and say, hey, this is pretty cool. The UK, hey, this is kind of fun. Let's do a nation.
See, Jerry,
no planning.
You always focus more, which I appreciate. You focus more on the insanity of what he's saying. I'm more interested in this obsession with quoting the preamble when you clearly don't have a grasp on it, and also why that has to be brought up when you're at the airport talking about infrastructure.
Sure, international effort to pressure.
Like, surely there can be times where we put that aside for the day and we just talk about the airport. Yeah, does everything have to be, like, I think he thinks every speech is going to be his big speech. Like, this is the one they're going to remember in the history books.
You guys still have the Obama Payne over by Eastern Airlines? Love them.
Yeah.
Can I get my Pan Am miles redeemed?
I still say that I'm very curious what kind of stories he's going to tell when he goes to the Queen's funeral, because that... He's got a connection to everywhere in the USA, but what his connection is going to be to the Queen. I know he's met her before. I know that. But it's got to, the thing about Joe is he doesn't want to talk about anything within the last like 5 or 6 years. If he's going to tell a real story, no joke, his God's honest truth, his word is a Biden, it's got to go back at least 30 years. That's where he really feels like a storyteller.
Well, you know, he's Irish, so he's probably not supposed to like the Queen, but he did.
But he did anyway. Yeah, you're right, Jared. You're right. That's the
definitely
angle.
Coming. I think that's his angle.
That's the angle.
I'm Irish. I'm not supposed to like the Queen, but I don't hold grudges either.
I might be Irish, but I'm not stupid, and I like the Queen. Yeah, it's going to be something like that, and then he'll quote an Irish poet. I'm probably not supposed to quote an Irish poet, and I'm talking about the Queen, but I'm going to do it anyway.
In all deference to Wilfred Shakespeare, I think
this is appropriate. Ernest, I'm going to be deadly earnest right now and call on Ernest. Go ahead, Ernest.
Hello? I find it ironic that he's in Boston talking about infrastructure. Meanwhile, they shut down the major rail line in Boston, and everybody is taking buses and Ubering and car riding, and the morning commute is a complete mess with that rail line down, and he's talking about infrastructure at the airport. I mean, do you think it's by purpose that he's doing it, that he's in Boston today, or... what's the angle on that, you think? Or you think that's all he's going to talk about from now to midterms?
Well, he did. I mean, Charlie Baker was there, I think, and he gave Charlie Baker a lot of praise for what a great job Charlie Baker does. And to your point, it was just a few weeks ago that the Orange Line, it was the Orange Line, right, that caught on fire? I get confused because there's issues with all different ones. But the Orange Line was when people were jumping into the Mystic River because it was caught on fire.
That's the one that's currently
Wait till Joe
down.
Hears about that. I'm sure someone will tell him today. He'll have some way to tie it back into him,
There's a train on fire somewhere. He's going to open up a can of spinach like Popeye and just going to run towards it and save people.
Well, he was...
Joe's a train guy, if you don't know that.
He was praising Charlie Baker. Can I have cut five?
And Governor Baker, thank you for your partnership over the years. I said to the Gov, I hope it doesn't hurt your reputation, Gov, but, when I got started, we all used to be like you and I. Actually get along, care for each other, treat each other decently, may disagree, but just straight up, we got to return that kind of politics. We got to return that kind of...
He doesn't consider Charlie Baker to be one of those MAGA semi-fascist Republicans who are...
Did this just happen?
Who are tearing us down from within. That's good. I'm sure that makes Charlie Baker really happy. You know what, Biden? You're okay. I'm going to let you have a turkey this year, any size you want. Courtesy of Charlie Baker. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack is back. We get asked all the time if it really works. Jared, when you get asked if it really works, what do you tell people?
Absolutely. I love this for my allergies because what the thunderstorm does is it actually purifies the air. It's the air purifier. So it sends out the ions, it ionizes the air, and it creates a super oxygen, which eliminates allergens and pollutants in the air. It gives me clean air to breathe. I have one in my basement, I have one in my home, and I have one in my car. Because the cool thing is it comes with a little USB cable. You plug that into the unit, you plug it into your USB port, and you have that ionized fresh air in your car.
Absolutely. It is such a great product, and you should really try to get your hands on it. And right now, you can get a 3-pack. So you're not getting one, you're getting three. Very easy to use, plugs right into your wall, doesn't take up a lot of space. And like Jared said, it really works. So get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE3. Shipping is free. We'll be back with more sound from Joe Biden. I want to focus on one cut here that we have of Joe Biden talking about Mayor Wu. Actually, you know what, Jerry? We're not going to have a lot of time coming back, so maybe we'll have to save that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Toyota of Portsmouth. We will be at Toyota of Portsmouth this Friday as we broadcast live from 12 to 6 at Toyota of Portsmouth. So come see our shows, both Howie's show and my show will be there. And you can pick up some t-shirts, check out the great inventory at Toyota of Portsmouth in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which Republican do you think has the best chance of winning the New Hampshire 1 race? Gail Huff Brown, Caroline Leavitt, Matt Mowers, or other?
All right, so I know a decent amount about Mowers and Leavitt, and I'm going to go Leavitt.
Leavitt in the lead at 55%. 23% say Gail Huff Brown, 18% for Matt Mowers, 5% for other.
But anyone who is running is welcome to call in at 205, and we're actually going to keep the lines open during the break, so get on the lines right away. It's 844-500-4242. Joining me now to talk about our remote this Friday is Jim Boyle of Toyota of Portsmouth. Jim, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Grace. Always looking forward to you and Howie coming to the Seacoast. It's always fun, and we know that's where you started your remote career, and we're very proud of that.
Yes, I always have such a great time at Toyota of Portsmouth. I love everybody there. It's a great space, Jim. What do we have planned for this year?
Well, we have been challenged, like everyone else in the car business, with limited inventory, but we're doing our best to get you fresh stock all the time, and people are smart enough to go on and they tell us what they want, and they order in advance, and we get what they want. And you always want the car you want, not the car that we have. So, you know, you had to wait patiently to get yours way back when, pre-COVID, but you got the one you wanted. It seems to have worked out.
Yeah, and Jim, actually, you were the one who convinced me, because there were some things where I was looking at it and saying, well, I don't really need to wait for that. I should just take this one. I don't really need this. I don't really need that. And you said, no, you want to get the car that you want, that's going to make you happy. It's worth waiting just a little bit of extra time. So I definitely encourage everyone to stop on by. This Friday will be at Toyota of Portsmouth. And Jim, any predictions on what you think is going to happen tomorrow in the New Hampshire primaries?
Well, I think whoever the Republican is that wins is going to have a tremendous impact on the state of New Hampshire, because we need a new congressman. And so I don't want to taint the waters, you know. I'm pretty friendly with a few of them, so I'm pretty excited about seeing who's going to win. And, you know, you got Caroline is, I see, leading your poll by a tremendous amount. So, and she was here the last time that you and Javier were here.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see what goes down. And we're going to have those candidates calling in the next hour. Thank you, Jim Boyle. We'll be at Toyota of Portsmouth on Friday. So come visit us and get on the lines now if you're a candidate running in the primary tomorrow in New Hampshire. It's 844-500-4242, going straight to the candidates when we come back.